Song of Solomon, chapter 8. Father, this is in your hands. Lord, you have been so amazingly present this morning for me, and it's just overwhelming. But I'm asking you now to come and overwhelm everyone else here who's hungry for you. Shh. Holy Spirit, rise up in us and prepare us to seek Him, to seek the Father, to seek the Son. Your love is amazing. We want to be overwhelmed by your love today. In the name of Jesus. God ever done something so humble that it almost seems wrong? He ought not to do something like that. We're sitting back there at the table, and it's like Jesus was kneeling down in front of me, and I'm going, you ought not do that. You know, what are you doing? And he said, I'm after your feet. Take off your shoes and socks. I want to wash your feet. And I'm like, oh, you should not wash my feet. I should wash your feet. He said, my feet are not dirty. Wash my feet, Jesus. Remember when he said to Peter, if I wash not your feet, then you have no part in me. Wow, we can't walk with him with dirty feet. And we're walking through this world all the time, getting our feet dirty with sin and stuff that we see and stuff we do and stuff we hear. And he just wants to wash us up this morning and get us ready to be one with him. You know, he washed my feet and there's bubbles and it's coming up to my knees, and he stopped, and I'm like, don't stop there. And he went, ran into a block. And then he showed me what the block was. And I confessed it. And then he got up a little further. And I'm like, oh, wait, God, come on, drown me in these bubbles. You know, I want everything. Are you hungry this morning? Are you thirsty this morning? My sweet daughter, Jamie, Janiyah and Jamie, both bought me a calendar. I always buy calendars, and I pray, and I write verses, and I prophesy, and for the whole year to my daughters and daughter-in-laws. So Jamie and Janiyah bought me a calendar this year, and they prayed and wrote stuff for me. And they both bought the same calendar. They know I love sheep. They're identical, same calendars. But I read from Jamie this morning, Song of Solomon 8, verse 6 and 7, and it just gripped me. Seal me, set me as a seal upon thine heart, as a seal upon thy arm. For love is strong as death, jealousy cruel as the grave. The coals thereof are coals of fire, which have a most vehement flame. I'd like to talk about that, but we're not going to. We're going to talk about the next one. Many waters cannot quench love, neither can the floods drown it. If a man would give all the substance of his house for love, it would utterly be contemned. That's saying, if you're so hungry for love and you found love, but it cost you everything you own to find it, everything you gave up to find it, would be as though you hated those things. They have no value. They mean nothing compared to the love you finally found. And that's how awesome God's love is. If God called us to give up something, and he has. I mean, he's called people to the mission field. Leave your job, leave your home, leave your children, leave everything, and come with me to Africa or Mexico, and let's go win those people you never even met. But we're so in love with him, and they walk away from everything. And that love of God just, it's like it increases exponentially into their life. And it's worth everything. Sometimes you miss the things you gave up, but then you compare it to just getting to be where he is. And it's worth it. He's worth everything. If we have to go through some things, if we have to give up addictions, give up the party life, give up the alcohol, give up the friends that pull us away from him, give up some TV shows that fill us with such violence or evil that then God can't fellowship with us. All the things we would give up so that we can live in the love of God. Once you come into that love, they mean nothing anymore. They're not worth hanging on to. This love, many waters cannot quench it. You know, the waters that come into our life, the waters of affliction, the waters of trials, the waters of people hurting us, offending us, the waters of our own sin, the things we do, the guilt, the shame, all those waters, they can't quench that love. Once that love, we've experienced it, it's like rooted so deep inside of us that nothing can drown it. Nothing can drown it out. The floods cannot overflow it and drown it out. But I want to come back to the many waters. The many waters cannot quench that love. If you've got, we've got a hungering for love inside of us that nothing can satisfy but God. You know, we can go and we can look for love when we're growing up. We haven't met God. We can look for love by dating different people, trying different friends. They let us down. Even when you find the right people, the right love, and you fall in love with somebody, no matter how much you're in love with your husband or wife, and then the little children come along, something's still missing, still hungering, still needing more, something that can't be satisfied. That thirst is for God. That's a thirsting for God, nothing else. You know, I make up songs when I'm in the car, and I was making up this song in the car about we're like a puzzle, missing pieces. And God is the only piece that fits. We're like a painting that is lacking. You know, if you've ever painted and you just keep looking at it and going, I don't like it. It's not right. Something's not there. And you add something and you add something and you add something and it's still not right. Finally, you add that final touch. God's the final touch to who you are. He's just the right color. He's the missing puzzle piece. Until we're walking in that love, we're thirsty, we're hungry, we're always wanting something that can't be satisfied. We're thirsty for Him. Isaiah 55:1 says, everyone that thirsts, come to the waters, and he that has no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money, without price. This love of God is freely given to those who are thirsty. You got to be thirsty. I'm keeping it back a little because it's getting loud. You have to be thirsty for God's love. You know, when I'm not thirsty and I try to drink my water, it's like a little bitty sip, a little bitty sip. But you go out and get hot and do some work, and you're guzzling that water down. We need to get thirsty for God's love. He's waiting. He will fill the thirst. How thirsty are you this morning? Are you really thirsty for God? Let's just stop a minute and let's invite God. God, make me thirsty. I don't want to sip, God. I want to guzzle a gallon of love down. Make me so thirsty. However thirsty I am, make me more thirsty, yes. God. And then come and fill that thirst. Yes. And then increase me to thirst for more than that. Cha! Oh. When's the last time you were overwhelmed? When's the last time you saw Him smiling at you? When's the last time His peace just filled and flooded you until you could melt? Just rest in His presence a minute. Shh. Holy Spirit, shh. Stir us up. Stir us up to thirst. Maybe you're feeling like you're caught in the floods right now. You know, there's so many things going on in our life, we get overwhelmed. It seems like just things come flooding in our life. And we need to get above those floods, get above those dirty, wicked waters of the enemy that wash over. We need to rise up above it. Be an overcomer. In Revelation, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, his mercy, his forgiveness, his cleansing, and the word of our testimony. I want you to claim that blood right now. Let it wash away any sins. Wash away any guilt and shame. Wash away everything. Do you know that you are God's vessel? You're his vessel. You're his cup. You have to help him keep his cup clean. When you have unforgiveness, even towards your own self, when you're wallowing in guilt and shame and won't let it be washed away, you ask God to forgive you and he does, but you won't forgive you. You need to forgive yourself. Because when you don't, bitterness, anger, hopelessness, depression, and confusion come in. And God can't fill you anymore. He can't fill you. You can't find him because you're wallowing in it. Right now, I choose to forgive myself, God. I choose to forgive me so that you can have your vessel back and fill this cup up again. By the blood of Christ, we'll overcome. It doesn't mean you're going to be perfect and stop sinning. I'm sorry. We're sinners. He's God. We're not. We're always going to mess up. But let's get rid of it in a hurry so we can belong to him again. And they overcame him by the word of their testimony. What is your testimony? What is your word? I'm forgiven. I'm loved. I'm a child of God. He's my God. I love him. I trust him. I'll depend on him. I will proclaim his goodness, not mine. My testimony is, I'm a sinner. He is awesome and righteous and holy. Let me proclaim him and not me. He's my Father, Jesus, my Savior, Holy Spirit, my Comforter. I am an overcomer by the love of God. I don't have any more to say. I just want to let this music play, and I want you to just seek him, just want him, just thirst for him, and just let him pour himself into you this morning. Tcha. What is the word of your testimony? I'd like you to call it out loud. Do you have a word of testimony for him? I mean, just shout out, God is good. He's my king. I love him. What is your testimony? Shout him out. We should get loud enough that I could pick it up on my mic.
Thank you, Jesus!
That's the way to do it.
God is my sustainer. I cannot make it without him.
Amen. We need to thirst for you, God. We need to thirst for you. Stop thirsting for other things. Movies, entertainment, temporary satisfactions. We need to thirst for you. Shh. Quit drinking syrupy coke of this world and have your pure living waters. Shh. Desperate, God. We're desperate, God. We don't want normal, average religion, God. We want you here today. Come, Lord Jesus. Overwhelm this place with your presence today. We don't want to play around, God. We want real church. We want your real presence. Whatever it takes, God, search us. Bring us into your presence. Shh. Do what only you can do. Do it in me. Do it in me. I give you freedom, God, to do anything you want to do. Do it in me. Can you join me and say that? Do it in me, God. You hear that, Lord? That's a majority. Shh. Lord, we're claiming your word. You said we're two or three or ask anything in my name as touching it. We're touching it, God. We're touching this. Yes. We're asking this today. Yes. And there's way more than two or three. We're claiming your word. Come here today. Bring us in your presence. Bring us in your love. Come pour out.
Oh!
Shut. Send your angels in here, Lord, and wash all of our feet. And when God finished washing my feet, and as far up as he could get, he switched and started on the head. And it was like getting a big shampoo, tons of bubbles, and his fingers all through my hair, just washing and scrubbing and rubbing. And then he's just rubbing against the scalp. And then he goes inside the scalp, and he says, now we're going to do a brain scrub. Do you need a brain scrub this morning? I needed a brain scrub. Ask him to get his fingers right inside your head and give you a brain scrub this morning. Get rid of the thoughts that block us from him. Get rid of the things in our thinking that distract us. Scrub our brains, God, of all deceptions and lies and fears and intimidations and all of our locked up stuff, God.
Take away all the strongholds, God.
Strongholds, yes. Shah! Take it away, Lord. Take away all those thoughts of guilt and shames and blaming others and all that messed up thinking, God. Shut. Now and then he caught a tangle in his finger with my hair. He said, I got a little tangle here. We got to get it out. Sometimes it hurts to get a tangle out of your hair. Get them out, Lord. Use lots of cream rinse. So it won't hurt too bad. Get those tangles out of our thinking, Lord. Give us a brain scrub.
Oh!
Just let that music penetrate. It's anointed. God is in it. Just let it penetrate you. Don't even try to think. Just rest. Receive. Let his love flow. Amazing things happen in his presence. Just enjoy his presence. Let him lead. this has made you hungry a little bit, thirsty, do it at home. Just lay on your bed. Open up worship. Do it every day. Especially good if you can do it every morning before you start a day. It's not hard. I'm lazy. It's easy. Lay down and let God do the work. We've been preparing ourselves. It gets really good when that's over and we're just receiving. That's where it really gets good.